Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Megillah Daf Chaf, Megillah 20. And so in today's Daf Yomi, we're going to go to Chaf on the base of 20b, where Mishnah is continuing the conversation, which is talking about those mitzvos which a person is supposed to specifically only do them during the day. And so even though there's a concept that we should do a mitzvah as early as possible in the day, this is called the concept of zrizus, a zrizim atimimu mitzvah, to do a mitzvah as zealously as possible. It's based upon Genesis chapter 22, verse 3, with the Akedah, the nearest sacrifice of Isaac. It says, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, that Abraham woke up early in the morning, saddled his donkey. And we learn from here in the Gemara in Pesachim 4a that a person is supposed to rush to perform a mitzvah. Nevertheless, if a person didn't do it as early as possible, Koayom Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, the whole day is possible for the reading of the Megillah on the day of Purim. Meaning to say, now you can fulfill the mitzvah even throughout the day. You don't have to do it as early as possible. Ideally, you should do it as early as possible, but if you didn't do it as early as possible, you can do it the whole day. And so too with respect to L'Kriyas Hallel, those days, which the Gemara in Tanis had said that there are 18 days in Israel, 21 days in the diaspora where we're obligated to recite the Hallel out of either biblical law or rabbinical law. It's a dispute amongst the Rishonim. But there are 18 days or 21 days plus, in addition to that, we have the days of Rosh Chodesh. Those days, it needs to be, the Hallel should be recited during the day. In addition to that, with Kia Shofar, also the blasting of the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and also in Yom Kippur during the year of the Jubilee year, it also has to be done during the day. On Tilas Lulav, the Lulav also, the waving of the Lulav, the four species, that should also be done during the day. O Tfilas HaMusafin, and also for the Musaf prayer, the prayer for Musaf, that we day that the korban needs to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash, that can be done all the day. Or Musafin, and also for the bringing of the Musaf in the temple on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and the holidays, that also is you have the whole day for it. Or Vidui HaParim. What is it? The next one is that the Mishnah says that those days the confession of the Parah Kohen HaMashiach, meaning the bull that the Kohen brings if he has made a mistake, meaning to say if he made an accidental sin, then he has to bring a bull, or if the bull offering of the community, if the community makes a mistake, that if they did a sin on the basis of the court issuing an ruling, so all of these things are brought during the day. And also Vidoy Meiser, what's Vidoy Meiser? That is the confession that's made after a person has gotten rid of the tithes of his house, meaning to say that he took the Trumos and Meisers, the tithe to the Kohen and to the Levi. He took them out of his house and he gave them to the Kohen or to the Levite or to the poor person. And he does this on the eve of Pesach of the sabbatical year, and also of the fourth year of the sabbatical year, that he says this passage from Deuteronomy 2, chapter 26, Biarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. That's called, and he says, I get rid of the sacred food from my house. That's called the Vidoy Meiser. And also the Vidoy on Yom Kippurim, the Vidoy, the confession that the person makes on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol makes on Yom Kippur over the bull that he's about to bring, and also over the goat that is sent out to Azazel. And also a smicha, and also the smicha, that is the laying of hands on the sacrifices, utenufa, that's the waving of the barley offering that was brought on the 16th day of Nisan. All of these things, and lahagasha, when he brings the grain offering to the south, western corner of the altar, l'kmitza, and also for the kmitza, this is the taking up of the incense from the offerings, and l'haktara, and also the pouring of the incense onto the altar itself, u'malika, this is the bringing of the Kohen, when the Kohen would stick his thumb into the back of the neck of the bird as a part of the offering of the bird offering, and receiving the blood after the shlita. And it's a mitzvah to receive the blood in a utensil for the purposes of carrying the blood to sprinkle it, and the sprinkling of the blood of the sacrifice on the altar, and to give the sota, the woman who is accused of being adultery, that they would give her water to drink. If she had been secluded with another man after her husband had given her a warning, that we give her water to drink And that water, it comes from the passage of the Sota from Parshas Bamidbar, and God's name is erased in it. So that also, all that has to be given to her during the day. And the Arifas Ha'egla, the breaking of the killing of the calf, when if a person is found, if a dead body is found outside of a city and we don't know who killed him, the elders of the city that are closest to this dead body have to take a calf down to a Nachal Eitan, which is a wadi, or a piece of land that has never been used, and they bring a axe to the back of the neck, and they kill it, as it said, and then they say, the elders say, Yadenu shafchu es adam hazeh, our hands have not spilled this blood. And then the last category of all those things, of all these categories being listed, is for the purification of the leper, after the mitzorah has been healed from his tzaras or her tzaras, he takes two birds and cedar wood and crimson thread and hyssop, and the Kohen slaughters it. He slaughters one bird over a earthenware utensil and has in it spring water, mayim chayim, and then he takes the live bird and the cedar wood and the crimson thread and the hyssop, and he dips them into this utensil which has the blood of the bird that's slaughtered there and the mayim chayim and the spring water, and he sprinkles it on him seven times. All of these things need to be done specifically during the day, whereas what can be done at night, for the harvesting of the omer, that can be done all night long, and for the bringing of the fats and the limbs on the altar after that the animal's been sacrificed, that can be done at night. This is the rule. Davar shemitzvah so b'yom, anything which has a mitzvah during the day, kosher kol yom. The mitzvah is to be done all day. You could have all day to do it. Something which is a mitzvah at night, kosher kol. The mitzvah is for all night.